This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, what do you make of this? And let's start with the premise. The premise is that, and I don't know if this was like Vegas numbers or these were Bet ESPN numbers, maybe it's all the kind of the same thing.
There's ESPN's little
analytics
yeah, department.
They're gambling analytics has the 49ers as the third most likely team in the NFC to make the playoffs. Just playoff odds, third most likely. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like the Niners are more likely to make the playoffs than the Green Bay Packers. They're more likely to make the playoffs than the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
More likely than the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Sure.
Okay.
Who were first and second in the NFC?
Eagles and Lions.
Okay.
Okay. Niners are third.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense to me.
Interesting.
Yes. You've got the easiest schedule in football.
Good point.
And you have a team that I still think is pretty talented. And you lost some guys, certainly, but you've got one, two, three, I believe, Hall of Famers on offense. Trent Williams is a lock. Christian McCaffrey, I think he's a pretty solid bid. And George Kittle, for me, is a lock to be a Hall of Famer.
You misspelled Brock Purdy. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, he's not a Hall of Famer.
I know,
but I was going to get to that. You got a $53 million a year quarterback who I do think is good. You've got a Hall of Fame linebacker on the other side, and you've got one of the best coaches in all of football. So, yeah, and if you look at the Vegas over-under win total, I believe it's 10.5.
Yeah, take the over on that.
Right. So
I take the over on that.
And if you get to 11-6, you're probably going to be a playoff team.
Okay. So I wonder how this kind of feels to people. And Grandy's back. And what did you say to us yesterday? Something about how the offseason has run suddenly has you feeling better about things. What was the statement you made?
I feel like generally their offseason, the moves are like done.
Okay.
And the news breaking stuff is done, so I feel like generally we know who the Niners are going to be. And considering how I felt like 2 weeks into free agency, I feel a whole lot better about how things played out than I thought I would.
Why?
Something to be said for just not having any drama and going into a season knowing that you're going to have a straightforward offseason and you're going to have the entire team around for the entire summer.
I got so many questions on defense. Like, I love Robert Saleh, or as T.J. Houshmandzadeh likes to call him, Saleh. I love Robert Saleh. I trust Robert Saleh. Fred Warner is the captain of the defense. But there are so many things right now that I think that we're deciding are good, and we have no idea if they're good. Like, I know everyone's like, Michael Williams is going to be, he's going to be the rookie of the year. Okay, so that's zero snaps so far as an NFL player.
Yeah, so far.
I have no idea what's going on there. I don't know who is taking over as sort of Fred Warner's linebacker running mate. I don't know. You know, is that D. Winters? Is that Nick Martin? I have no idea. I feel like the most underreported thing that's ever happened in the history of Niner football is this Malik Mustafa injury. I don't know who's playing safety for the 49ers this year. Hufanga left. Mustafa is hurt. And I thought Jair Brown was really disappointing last year. Now, I'm not saying they won't have answers. I'm saying I don't know how we can all predict right now that they're going to be good answers. There's just questions everywhere. There's questions everywhere on the defensive side of the football. So that's kind of the baseline of a conversation that happened today on Get Up on ESPN. The voices you'll hear are that of Greeny and then Lewis Riddick is the analyst. And listen to what they have to say.
Our FPI has the 49ers with an over 62% chance to make the playoffs. You're saying, what does that mean? It means they have the third best chance of any team in the NFC behind only the Eagles and the Lions. It's telling us they are the best team in the NFC West. Lewis, are you buying that?
No, I'm not. Look, this situation here worries me because, one, let's just start on the offensive side of the football. And let's talk about this offensive line, which along with the defensive line has been a hallmark of this organization. It's really set the tone in terms of the way that they like to play. What will that unit look like? Okay. Number two, what will Christian McCaffrey's availability look like in terms of his durability? Is it ever going to be where they really need it to be? Is he going to be a 16, 17 game player? And on the defensive side, Greeny, they're trying to revamp everything up front with the drafting of all the youth that they did this year to kind of give Robert Saleh, their new defensive coordinator, their old defensive coordinator, now new defensive coordinator, some guys to really work with once again. And the Rams are legit in the West. The NFC's stacked. I just don't know how they're not going to win the division. How do they get in as a wild card considering all the strength that exists in the North and in the East overall with all the improvements those teams have made?
I mean, I think the point that you just made is the number one rebuttal to what Lewis Riddick is saying. I agree with him with regard to, God, I got all kinds of questions. All kinds of questions. But then all you have to do is pick up one of those magnet schedules.
Mm.
Stick that sucker on your fridge and stare at it and try to find how in the hell this season's going to go awry. Like, it's a football season, so sure, there can be major injuries or what have you, but stare at that schedule and tell me where this thing is going to go south. Meantime, he points, oh, the Rams. The Rams are legit. You mean the team that has to go to Philadelphia? They have to go to Baltimore. They've got to handle the Detroit Lions. These teams are all on the Rams' schedule this year.
Wow, now, I didn't know that.
Not on the Niners. Not on the Niners. The Niners replace all of those with Jacksonville.
The Giants.
The Giants. The Giants.
The Browns.
The Browns. I mean, that's who the Niners are playing every single damn week. They're no good teams. I mean, you have to play the Rams. You have to play the Seahawks.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's it. So, I don't know, man. Maybe that's a little bit too simplistic. But to me, the white knight for the 49ers this year is there's just not that many good teams on their schedule.
Agreed. And Lewis is right when he talks about the NFC North and the 49ers play the Bears from the NFC North, fourth placed. And he talks about the NFC East. The Niners play the Giants, fourth place, in that very division. So of the other teams that you're going to have to contend with, it's not that difficult. You've got the AFC South and you've got the NFC South as your two crossovers.
Yep.
And additionally, last year they had the worst rest disparity in, I think, 10 years, and they had the worst in the league. This year, I think they're fourth or fifth best. They have a lot of rest, and they've got a schedule stack, I think, that is very favorable. Just looking at games that could be tough spots, and, you know, I like to say schedule losses.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The one that stands out is week 13 at Cleveland.
I knew that's the one you'd pick.
It's a short week.
Yep.
And it's the last game before your bye.
Yep.
Those tend to be difficult spots. It'll be the 13th game in 13 weeks.
Right, 13 games in a row. That's a very late bye.
Right.
They play Monday night here against the Panthers prior to that. That's Thanksgiving weekend, right? It's Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
So that's always a weird week. Like, I don't know how the 49ers are going to handle that. They play on Monday night. You got to get your butt out to Cleveland for a Sunday game. The holiday is in there. The bye week. It just feels a little bit like senioritis, especially, let's say, in those first 12 games. Let's say it goes well. Let's say you're 8-4 and you're going into week 13. Do you kind of just, I don't know, do you not bring your best stuff out there? I could see that. I see where you're going, and I have no idea who the Browns are going to be because they got 8 quarterbacks, and I don't know which one of them is going to play. But yeah, I could see that. And then they get a week off followed by a home game against the team that had the number one overall pick in the draft. The Tennessee Titans come here the following week. So, yeah, do you get caught napping a little bit there? It's also November 30th in Cleveland. That could be one of those famous Brock Purdy, it's cold and wet, and I can't hold the ball games? Sure, I can see that one, but hard for me to believe that that's going to crater them. So I don't know, man. I wonder, and what if we put the 888-957-9570, as Grandy kind of puts it, the offseason, as far as the big items, it's over. It's over. The contracts have all been signed. The players have been signed. The players have been picked. Dibs likes the pick.
I like the player.
And he likes the player. So, okay. You think they're going to be good or not? And I've got all kinds of questions, position to position. But my only question that I don't have is whether or not they can handle this schedule. Because literally their coach, their structure, and the players they have on offense, it should be enough to win most of these games.
Should be.
It should be.
As long as you get, you know, most health, like regular mm-hmm. health, nothing is too much of a calamity. The only other schedule one that looks to be tough is week 5 against the Rams. You're both on a short week. The Rams are home on the Sunday. It's your Thursday night game, divisional game. So that one sticks out as the only other sticky one just because, you know, you're having to travel.
Yeah.
And the previous week, you're here, so it's not a rugged travel spot.
Previous 2 weeks, you're
right
here.
But it's, you know, double short week, and the road team has a tougher time on the short week Thursday night game traditionally.
I'm sorry, who's the road team in that game?
Well, the Niners, logistically, they're going to be the ones that actually have to travel.
Geographically, they will be the road team.
Right.
They will not be the road team in that building.
Probably not. I mean, crowd noise, like, he had to go to a silent count. That was,
was
crazy.
Thursday night football week 5, everybody listening to us is going to be there. Literally everyone listening to us is going to be at that game.
October 2nd, get your tickets now.
Oh my God.
Yep. P.S. Wear red.
Everyone is going to be at that game.
Yeah.
We should probably be at that game.
Might as well, you know, head on down.
The day was October 2nd?
Yep.
All right.
10-2-25.
Okay.
That's the game.
All right.
If I look at what could possibly, quote unquote, go wrong, one thing you mentioned is the defense where, you know, Greenlaw's gone. Mustafa's probably going to miss the majority of the year, and you have all new guys up on the defensive line. Robert Saleh being here gives me a lot of confidence that the defense will be better, but you're asking for a lot of new players and replacements to come in and play well. And the other one that still has me troubled is the wide receiver room. And I'm just not sold that group is NFL quality at this point.
I hear you, and I wonder about the Niners adding another player there. There was that report a few weeks ago that they brought Gabe Davis in for a workout. I could wrap my head around someone like that. It's just that the name that I hear all the time is Amari Cooper. Oh, the Niners were interested in him in the past, and he's still sitting out there. And so you could probably get him for cheaper than maybe traditionally what you'd get a player like that for. I understand all of those things. I'm just trying to figure out if you bring in a big name wide receiver and then everything kind of goes the way you think it's going to go, what are you doing with him by week 5? Let's say you sign Amari Cooper and then DeMarcus Robinson goes through whatever he goes through. Does he get suspended for a couple of games? Fine. He's there by week 3. Brandon Ayuk comes off the PUP list. He's ready to go by week 5. You've also got Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings. George Kittle's out at Bottle Rock talking up Jacob Cowing. And then there's other young players that are at least in this mix. Suddenly they like Tariq Owens. They drafted a receiver. They've got a bunch of bodies there, and I almost feel like those lesser players that don't have a lot of expectations probably fit better because the opening they have is a short one, in theory.
Potentially.
It's a short one. They don't need to go get a guy who's going to be a centerpiece of the offense.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I get that. And if you're going to bring in Amari Cooper, you're not going to give him a three-year deal. It would be a one-year deal, and it would be somewhat affordable. I don't know if Amari Cooper is going to get a $10 million contract for 1 year. I don't know what he's going to get. Yeah. So, and DeMarcus Robinson, I don't look at him as a one. I look at your wide receiver room right now, and you've got twos, threes, and fours. And Ricky Pearsall could step up be the guy.
He had two first-round draft picks in that room.
Right. One guy played half a year because he got shot, right, and the other guy's never played a snap in his life.
No. Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, the other first-round pick. Brandon Ayuk. Not really in the room.
No, well, and I mean, he's in the room. He's just limping.
He's allowed to be. Right. And if you look at his return to play could be anywhere between, you know, probably week 4 and week 11. We don't know when he's going to
week 11 feels
return.
A little hot, but I hear you. Well, you don't know.
I was doing
we don't
the math
know.
On when you have those two surgeries, it's 305 days is the average on return to play, which would put it from surgery date to week 3. Now, if it's ahead of schedule, he'd be ready in August. If it's behind schedule, we're looking at week 11. And the range, the plus or minus, is about 50 days.
Yeah, it's probably huge.
It's
probably
50 days.
But I think right now, based on what Mayoko was saying yesterday, yeah, he's probably a pup list guy. That leaves him out for the first 4 games if you play it that way. That's probably also taking a conservative approach. And then there's always the ramp up and blah, blah, blah. Like, are we leaning completely on Brandon Wright when he comes back? No. Like, I honestly think what they would like to have happen is for Ricky Pearsall to take the lead dog role.
Yeah.
We know what Juwan Jennings can do. He is much more of a Swiss Army knife than I realize. So he can play a lot of different positions and he'll have a presence. And then Brandon can work his way back in. And then there's all these other people that we threw in. You know, DeMarcus Robinson, that's a good wide receiver. If you're asking for him to be your 3 or your 4, that's a really good player. And he's going to be back by week 3. And then there's Cowing and other rookies. And, you know, so Gabe Davis, that makes sense to me. I think that would be great. That makes a lot of sense because that's someone that you can tuck into a lot of different roles. Fancy Pants, Amari Cooper, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how fancy that is anymore.
It's a pretty fancy name. It's a fancy name. You know, that was a big trade deadline acquisition last year, and then he was largely hurt. But I just think if you bring him in, there's a very high likelihood that he becomes disgruntled pretty quick because I don't know what role is actually there for whoever comes in.
It's possible. And, you know, if you're looking at the bottom of the depth chart, Jacob Cowing, yeah, you drafted him. You would like him to be somebody who actually gets the ball thrown to this year because last year he was behind schedule and he was hurt. And so he never really got to blossom as a receiver. The other piece of it that kind of bolsters your take is the reality that you don't use more than 3 wide receivers ever.
Exactly.
You do a ton of 21 personnel, 2 running backs, and 1 tight end, which means you have 2 receivers a lot of the time. Because Juszczyk played, last year I think he played about 40% of the snaps, which means if he's out there, you don't have 3 wide receivers. So a lot of times when you go 3 wide receivers, that's about it. You don't go 4 wide, and you never go 5 wide. Because then that means there's no Kittle and there's no McCaffrey.
Pearsall, man.
I mean, yeah, you'd like
to
see it.
It's going
to
be a Pearsall year. That's my gut. It's going
to
be
said that you think it's going to be Purdy to Pearsall is going to be the new thing.
I do. I think that's going to be a really, really big thing this year, even when Brandon comes back. I absolutely feel that way. Let's go to Kevin in Oakland. Hi, Kevin. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me, guys. Just want to kind of piggyback on what you said about Purdy and Pearsall. I think that's going to be a big thing this year, too, because, I mean, Pearsall finished really strong last year with Ayuk being out for a significant amount of time this coming season. Pearsall is going to be stepping up big time. I think they invested a first rounder in him, so no question he's going to step up. But to earlier, you were talking about, you know, what are we going to expect from the Niners this year, right? They got a weak schedule. Weak schedule. You know, we lost a significant amount of guys in the offseason. Yes, We got a lot of question marks coming in with the new talent, with the young talent coming in, but we still have our core guys. You know, we've got Bosa, Kittle, Warner, Purdy, Trent Williams there. So CMC coming back healthy. Hopefully he's going to be, back to who he was. But I think with those core guys there, with the schedule we have, solid coming back in with the defense. I think the guy's going to be a little more intense on defense this year. On paper, it looks like we're, it should be a cakewalk, but I also worry sometimes that it could fall into the trap of playing down to the competition, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Well, look, it's the NFL and Kevin Thayer. So, sure. And I don't even want to say playing down to the level of competition yet, because I don't really know who the 49ers are. So I'm not going to act like they're just elite and better than all of these other teams automatically. They might not be. And some of these other teams might be surprisingly good. But here's the way I look at the schedule, especially since we spend so much time, when we're talking about this sport, we spend so much time focused on the quarterback. And obviously we do it. And this contract that he signed a couple of weeks ago, all of this stuff. So here's the way I look at it. Do your little quarterback ranking, whatever it is. I don't even care what it is. Just do it. Do it. And throw out a lot of the names who you probably just stuck in your top 12. So let me go through some names just by running down the NFL standings. Josh Allen, Tua, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. I like what I saw from Bo Nix last year. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. Look, he makes $60 million. Let's throw Dak Prescott in there. Jared Goff. And then if you want to throw in Baker Mayfield, Matt Stafford, Jordan Love. Pretty good list, right?
Yeah.
One of them plays the Niners.
Only one.
Matt Stafford.
Twice.
That's it. You don't have to play any of those guys. None of them. None. You'll see them in the playoffs if you get there. That's it. That is it. There are more teams on this list who I don't even know who their quarterback is going to be when they play the Niners. Who's starting for the Giants?
Well, start with week two, New Orleans.
Who's starting? They don't know who their quarterback is.
They're going to start their 26-year-old rookie.
Right.
Shuck.
Oh, I stand corrected. Baker Mayfield is on the schedule as well.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield is also on the schedule. But you've got Michael Penix on here, and I like him, but that's a kid. That's a pup. I don't know who the Giants are going to start. You mentioned the Saints. Is Carolina going with Bryce again? Maybe. Cleveland, 87 quarterbacks battling for one spot. I don't know. That's a reality show. The number one pick in the draft is probably going to quarterback a game here in San Francisco. Who's Indy's quarterback? I have no idea. And the only news...
You got C.J. Stroud on the schedule.
C.J. Stroud is on the schedule, yes. I left him off that list. I probably shouldn't have. I don't know, man. I thought he was a little disappointing last year, to be
Agreed.
Honest with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, he was my fantasy quarterback, so I had eyes on him a lot. He started out the year really good, and by week seven or so, it's like, I can't start you anymore.
Yeah, he was fine. He was fine. Yeah. He's a good player, but I thought his sophomore year was a little disappointing.
Agreed. But, you run through it, and you've got Kyler Murray week 11, followed by Carolina. You mentioned it before. Cleveland in week 13, who are they going to go with at quarterback?
Right. You get Trevor Lawrence is on your schedule.
Yep.
Caleb Williams is on your schedule. You got a couple Sam Darnolds, a couple Kyler Murrays, a couple of Matt Staffords.
You end it with Tennessee, Indy, Chicago, and Seattle.
Right.
That's your final four.
With three of them being here.
Right.
Your only road trip is to a dome in Indianapolis, so Brock Purdy's hands are going to be all dry in December this year.
And Sam Darnold... of that final four is far and away the best quarterback you're going to face.
Probably.
In your last four games.
I think Caleb Williams is a talent, but yeah, probably.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
You know, we'll see what kind of year he has. Now that he's come out, Caleb, and said, oh, I always wanted to go to Chicago all along. Forget that book that just came out about me trying to do everything I could to not go to Chicago. No, I like it here.
I don't know when people's families are going to stop talking. It's the craziest thing to me. especially right we're in the middle of these NBA playoffs where Tyrese Halliburton's dad's not even allowed to go to the games anymore.
Well, he is now.
Oh, did they let him back
in?
Oh,
yeah. He was up in the suite last night watching his son go off.
Up in the suite.
I believe so.
He's not allowed under the basket anymore.
Probably not. I mean, because I'm sure he'd be...
yeah, specifically was allowed to attend only in the suite.
Only in the suite. Okay, got it. Good,
yeah.
Good for him.
Well.
Way to go, Mr. Halliburton. Congrats. But I don't know, and I'm referencing the fact that Caleb Williams' dad, not only did he and Caleb Williams clearly have conversations about keeping him out of Chicago, then once he went to Chicago and became literally in this moment, I would argue the face of Chicago sports. Like, who do the Bulls have? And I know the Cubs are really good, but who's their face? Who's bigger than Caleb Williams right now in Chicago? So you have that responsibility on your shoulders, and your dad calls Seth Wickersham to be like, yeah, so just wanted to tell you, we hate Chicago and never wanted to go there because that's where quarterbacks die. Like, we've used this phrase on this show, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There is no bigger what are you doing than family members airing out what's going on with their athlete brethren and offspring to reporters and authors. I don't understand it. How do you not know by now not to do this? Craziest thing.
Like, where's the win if you're...
And the easiest thing to avoid.
Right. Where's the win if you're Mr. Caleb Williams' father? There is no win. Like, you're going to basically blank all over your son's employer because you're just desperate for attention or you want the truth out there. It's one thing to do it like... If you're, you know, moving on to another team, then it's like, oh, well, now truth can be told about the fact that we never wanted to go there. Like Justin Fields, if his dad wanted to come out and say, yeah, I think it was a mess. We couldn't wait to get out of there. Okay. Totally. It's maybe not the most highbrow move, but at least you're not still working for them.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That one's crazy. But anyway, circling back to the point, it's the point that plays. We got to see who some of these players are. We got to see who wins the battles. And then we got to see who's healthy. I mean, Lewis Riddick's point about Christian McCaffrey is well received. I've heard everything this offseason from you can never trust him to again to he's in perfect health and he's going to be amazing. And what a value play, you know, fantasy-wise, Christian McCaffrey. Like, he's going to look like he did 2 years ago. I have no idea what to expect. You know, these questions will start getting asked tomorrow, by the way. I don't know if y'all know that. Kyle Shanahan's talking at 1:45 tomorrow. 20 hours and 20 minutes from now, Kyle Shanahan meets the media. OTAs are open, and tomorrow is the first day where the media is welcome to a portion of the show. So, 49er season is here, and you know what's missing? No one. No one.
Right.
That's who's missing this offseason.
And you know what's
missing?
That's a
beautiful thing.
What's missing tomorrow from his press availability is questions about players who aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be able to talk about such things as camp battles and how does Brock look and how happy are you to have Brock in here and stuff and, you know, and all the other players. I can't either.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan, he can. We know that talking to the media may not be his favorite thing, but he gets to do it, and I can't wait. I can't wait for your impersonation of it. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Hopefully he's refreshed, and he doesn't look like all of his hairs are gray, and he has a smile or two and a snarky comment. I'm sure he will, but that's also, like, one of the first five questions is Christian's health, don't you think?
Probably.
Got to be one of the first five questions.
Well, he looks good and stuff, and he had a good offseason, and I think he worked really hard, and he was frustrated last year and stuff, and you know, he's really was down that he wasn't able to help us and stuff, and I look forward to, you know, being able to run him into the ground again and stuff.
It's a good day for it. I'm glad that we can take the day off from the San Francisco Giants tomorrow because I need a moment after what we saw today, and so it's a good day for OTAs. And a little Kyle Shanahan at the podium.
No doubt. Yeah. And just, you know, get all the reporters and get their quick little 8-second videos of, you know, George Kittle running 7 yards down the field and catching a ball. And we can all start to hypothesize about who's going to win the place kicker battle. And how's the new punter look?
Oh, yeah, new punter, Mitch Wishnowsky. Wasn't it you that coined that phrase? I got 99 problems, but a Mitch
ain't
one.
That was you.
Oh, that was me?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I guess they got to the point where they had 99 problems. Maybe they had 100 problems because a Mitch was one of them, but they took care of it. And they signed Thomas Morstead, and they got rid of Mitch Wishnowsky today.
Yeah, and they drafted him in the fourth round. And you drafted a place kicker in the third round, and now he's got some real heat. The heat is on. Shout out Glenn Frey.
Yep.
Memo to the 49ers front office and the people who are responsible for drafting players. Knock it off.
Well,
stop drafting kickers and punters. Yeah, you can always find a kicker and or a punter.
I don't disagree with you, but if you do find an amazing one, then they're worth drafting. They're important. They're very important.
Right.
What a weapon to have, you know, like the Ravens did for 10 years where Justin Tucker just never missed from 56 and in. Like, that's a hell of a weapon. Hell of a weapon. I mean, Jake Moody has cost them some games this year, these last 2 years.
Yep.
For sure. For sure he did.
Justin Tucker, not drafted. Undrafted.
Yeah, that's
2012.
Fair. That's fair.
So I just wanted to do a quick...
No, that's... I get it.
Google it.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
I just mean it's worth it if you feel like you're going to hit. They didn't hit.
Yeah, I just think about the value over replacement punter, the VORP involved, and, you know, you could probably find a punter. There's people who can punt the football who are probably as close to as good as your fourth-round punter.
No, they just did. You can find a punter. Just sign one.
Stop drafting them. Okay, knock it off.
I get it.
That's all.
I get it. Speaking of knock it off, someone from 650 just texted us, and thank you for listening, 650. We appreciate the heck out of you and for interacting with the show. Willard, have a sparkling water and relax. The Giants will be fine.
The Giants are fine.
They are fine. And whether or not they will be fine is not even sort of the larger thing from today. And for those of you who maybe are just having your work day and you didn't have the luxury of watching this crap in a can that the Giants turned out earlier this morning in game 3 in Detroit. Look, best way to do it, let's take a moment and let's give everybody the two moments that really kind of got me going on this. First of all, fourth inning, they're up 1-0. So it's no big deal. This is just 1-0. First two runners get on base, nobody out. Here comes your first baseman to the plate. He doesn't bat 200, and he squares around and bunts. And I texted all of you right away. It was a successful bunt. He moved the runners over to second and third. All right, situational baseball. And then here comes striding to the plate the next hitter. His name is Sam Huff. Most Giants fans don't even know that Sam Huff is on the Giants. He is their backup catcher, and he is not a good hitter. He's a better hitter than Patrick Bailey, but he's not a good hitter. So I texted you guys right away. We're putting ducks on the pond for Sam Huff. And what did Sam Huff do? Sam Huff didn't do the job. And then who's behind him? Christian Koss. He's playing second base today, and he also is unable to get a hit. Giants don't score. All right, that's number one. But then we get to the eighth with the Giants trailing 4-3. Runners at second and third with nobody out. Great base running by Willy Adames. He pushed the envelope. Second and third, nobody out. And here comes Sam Huff again. But instead, the Giants call for Patrick Bailey to come pinch hit. And that leads to this wonderful Dave Fleming soiree of action that left the Giants empty-handed. Take a listen.
With Adames at third, Wade at second. Bailey, first pitch swing, a little bloop, shallow left. Here comes Carpenter to catch it, and that's not deep enough. So Koss, big pressure on him. He goes to bunt, and he pushes it foul. And the first baseman is way in, Colt Keith. I mean way in, thinking that it's a possibility again. He squares and bunts it foul. So now it's 0-2. Two strikes the count to Koss. Canely. And Koss goes down swinging. Ball gets away. Rogers is going to have to throw to first, and he does. 1-2. Base hit. to the outfield could put the Giants ahead, but they're down by one. Here comes Yastrzemski. That's a fair ball, and it's out number three.
NBC Sports Bay Area, all three of us, and Lucas, I can't see, maybe he feels the same way. Okay, all four of us, our favorite part of that entire Dave Fleming montage is after the second attempted bunt, and he goes, I speak Fleming, you speak Fleming.
Yes.
The translation is, what the hell are you doing?
Well, he said it before. The first baseman is in. He's way in. He's so in, he's actually in the left-hand hitter's batting box.
Does everyone understand, even if he gets the bunt down, it's not going to score anyone? So, sure. Sparkling water, you got it. Am I going to relax? I actually am pretty relaxed.
So now it's 0-2.
But I'll also tell you this.
So now it's 0-2.
Okay. So here's the deal. What happened today to the Giants is embarrassing. And I'm, you know me. I hate using that word when it comes to sports. When you're like, ooh, you lost a game you're supposed to win. That's embarrassing. No, that's sports. But today was embarrassing because I thought the Giants told on themselves twice. Both that fourth inning and eighth inning suggest to me that their manager knows that they've got people coming up in key situations who are incapable of hitting the ball to the outfield. And so they laid down. They literally laid down. Bunts. Nobody bunts anymore. We don't bunt in 2025. And we certainly don't bunt in the highest leverage situation of the entire series. That is what you do with the 11th hitter on a Little League team who is absolutely overpowered. The Tiger pitcher is good. Apparently, I'm told his changeup is tough to elevate. It might be. It might be. But guess what? Baseball's hard, and if you literally have people on your team who you know, before you send them up there, well, they're incapable of hitting the ball to the outfield, then that person's not a Major League Baseball player. And you have got to actively, right now, go find people who you think are Major League Baseball players. I'm not saying Christian Kost is not a major leaguer. I'm saying the Giants looked today like they think Christian Kost is not a Major League Baseball player with the way they handled that at bat. And that's why I think it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing for Christian Kost, certainly, because I don't even really mind you try to bunt once. Okay, it didn't work, 0-1. And that's where Flem is like, you know, the first baseman is way in. And he tries to bunt again. Now it's 0-2. And that's where the comes in.
Well, here's what I think he's, you know, he's literally like, huh, the Tigers think he's going to bunt again. But he wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
He did. Okay.
So now it's 0-2.
Okay. Yeah. That's basically my translation of that event. And that sucks.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
It's painful.
And that's how you feel about Christian Kost. You got a pinch hit for him.
It's how you feel probably about half your team. And just looking at the numbers, Christian Kost, 233 entering the game. Matos, 147. Oof. Huff's hitting 208. Casey Schmidt's hitting 212. Willie Adames is hitting 210.
Tyler Fitzgerald
Bailey's
was available.
Hitting 175.
What's Fitz hitting?
Fitz is hitting 261.
Yeah, 260. He's available.
Sure.
And plays the same position as Christian.
Right. So
go hit a fly ball.
Why not? I mean, he's allowed to.
He's also the fastest player on the team.
I do think that
you want somebody to bunt. Why? I mean, Christian's a good bunter. Christian's been really good, by the way, very small sample, with runners in scoring position. He's been very good. But I don't know, man. It felt like a give up.
Yeah, it is a give up. And the bigger issue for me is when you look up and down the roster and who they have available, you don't have a lot of options. Most of the guys on the Giants can't hit. And so did you have him up there bunting when you shouldn't have had him bunting? Absolutely. Then let him swing away. It's not like he's down there hitting 233 and he's the one guy who you can't trust. You got eight guys on your team who are hitting 230 or lower.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. It's like, because a lot of people are like, what options does he have? And I'm like, well, that's a fair point. But I guess my point is if that's what you think about those players, then I would actively be pulling different people up from the minor leagues to give them a shot. Like, and we don't even need to guess on who this is. Christian Kost surprisingly beat out Brett Wisely for a spot in spring training. I don't know the intricacies of that. I know the organization, there are a lot of people who are big fans of Christian Kost. I'm not even trying to come down the road of Christian Kost. He tried to do what they asked him to do today. But like, if you literally don't feel like he's got a shot to elevate a ball to the outfield in that situation, then maybe Wisely should be here. Maybe Brett Wisely should be back up. I don't know. I don't know what Brett is doing down in Sacramento. You know, I know he's starting at second base for them tonight, throwing the ball over to their first baseman, who goes by the name of Marco Luciano tonight,
right,
for the first time ever, which that's a tell, you know. But, yeah, I think, like, you know, we've got to be getting close. With Encarnacion on a rehab assignment, Luciano's playing over there at first. To me, the Lamont Wades of the world, the Christian Costas of the world, and maybe even the Sam Huffs of the world, because they did acquire a catcher last week too, I got to feel like we're getting close to some potential moves.
You have to be, because yeah, I mean, this 24 is, runs over the last 11 games, you're averaging barely over 2 runs a game. And the startling thing about that, Mark, is in those 11 games, they're 5-6.
Yep.
You're 5-6, averaging 2.1 runs a game, which tells you that your pitching's amazing.
Your pitching stuff's incredible.
When you pitch this well over 11 games, and I know it's been more than just the last 11, but you should be 9-2 over these last 11 games when you're pitching this well, and instead you're 5-6.
888-957-9570 if you want to get in on any of this. We're sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, and this is Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Curve grounded and fair inside the bag down the line. That's going to score two. The throw comes back into cost. Man, it took a while. I don't know if Yastrzemski slipped or what. Torres almost came tearing around third. It's 3-2 and still nobody out. That one into left field, base hit. And that's going to score two. Well, he got a fastball and he was on it. The Tigers go ahead with a two-out, two-strike hit. It's 4-3.
Now back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All NBC Sports Barrier, Dave Fleming, and the 4-run, as it stands, decisive rally for the Detroit Tigers in a 4-3 win today. Frustration sensation, a 3-game sweep. Giants head for Miami, which you would think would be kind of a nice get right spot this weekend, but who knows?
Hit a friendly park. Maybe they'll get
ish. Yeah.
Maybe they'll get four runs. I don't know.
Maybe two people will homer.
That'd be nice.
That Ramos, that was the only homer they hit in the series, right?
I think. Sounds right.
They lost the first 2 games 3-1, and I know that yesterday's run was not a homer. I can't remember what happened in the first game that they lost 3-1. Can't remember who.
3-1.
Whatever.
Yeah, Wilmer whatever. Almost got one yesterday.
Oh, yeah. There was we put that one in the almost column. Wind coming in, and they had some analytics on it. Apparently, it knocked it down 10 feet, and it was caught literally, like, almost over the wall. They reached up over the wall and caught it. So that would have been a homer.
Yeah.
So isn't that nice? Yeah, we'll put that in the would be.
Wilmer drove in the run in the first 3-1 loss. Of course, you know.
Of course.
Chapman scored.
All right, pop quiz, hotshot. Okay. Let's have some fun. Collectively, who are the most annoying people in sports? There's only one right answer. I hope you get it.
Well, and we kind of went through this on the thread earlier, and it goes against my nature to single out those people who are the arbiters of our games, the games that we love so much. I'm hesitant to point the finger. And, you know, I normally wouldn't do it, but it's a pretty easy answer. The Major League Baseball umpires collectively are the most annoying.
Oh my God.
I would say my second place in the most annoying would be courtside NBA fans with their drinks.
Oh. Like, well, wait a minute. What's wrong with that? That's just jealousy.
Control your beverage. Well, no. Yeah, when you have somebody like spill their drink.
Where are they supposed to
drink?
Put it? There's no little seat in front of them with a little cup holder.
Drink it.
Well, what do you want them to do?
Chug. Yeah. I mean,
maybe they did. Maybe that's their second drink.
Courtside NBA fan in general. Yeah. Like, you don't put the t-shirt on because you're so cool and you're so pretty, and then you spill your drink. It's just, what are you doing?
I mean.
And I honestly, widen the court and take those seats out. But in answer to your question, it's Major League Baseball umpires. And you know me, Mark. I don't want to take a lot of guff from players as an official. But today, what did Bob Melvin do? He dared to speak from the dugout?
Well, yeah, this was yesterday, actually. It's the reason I bring it up.
Yeah, it wasn't today.
Yeah, he was ejected yesterday. Right. He was ejected from last night's game. And this is the thing that I don't understand. So, a baseball umpire, the unwritten rule is what? Don't show me up, right? So that's why when a hitter, if you really watch the game closely, you'll notice this. When a hitter's ticked off about a ball or a strike call, they'll keep their head down, but they look like they're muttering to themselves. They're not. They're talking to the umpire. And you're sort of allowed to do that. Like under your breath, you're looking down. The crowd doesn't know that you're doing it because you're just looking down. But underneath, as you're looking down, you're like, dude, that was 2 inches outside. You got to watch that. And you're saying, and the
you missed that one, Jim.
Yeah, like, okay, I got you. You focus on you. I'll focus on me. That's the way that goes. But you don't turn and approach the umpire. Hey, Bob, why don't you have a salad? Like, start screaming at him. That's showing him up. And that's how you get thrown out of the game. Because umpires like to act like they're parents and all of the players are their children. Oh, don't you dare step to me. Here's the one I don't get. The manager is talking to you from the dugout. We have no idea that that's happening. None. We can't see it. We can't hear it. There's no issue here. You're not being shown up. It is. There's no evidence that this is even happening. Yet what happens every game? Umpire rips the mask off,
yep,
walks 3 steps towards the dugout and starts pointing. You better shut your mouth. I've had about enough out of you. And if Bob Melvin or another manager is like, the hell are you going to do about it?
You're gone.
Gone.
Yep.
You started this. Just ignore it. Just ignore it. They're in a dugout. They're completely out of sight. Oh, my God. There's no one. You think people with their feet on the floor at NBA games are highfalutin? Nobody's more highfalutin than a Major League Baseball umpire.
I just wonder about like the evolution of the player, coach, umpire, referee relationship. Because in the NBA, it's always been tolerated up to a point. Then you get the little T, and then you get the second T, and you're gone. And there's a rhythm to it. You may not always like it, and I know that you don't like it a lot of times, but you know, you're able to, as a coach and a player, say your piece up to a point, and then you get the stop sign. I've had enough.
Right.
Then you get the T, and we move on from there. Football, you get coaches who will undress the referee, but a lot of times it's just the side judge who has to, or the totally line judge, because the white hat usually doesn't come over, and it's rare that you get a 15-yard flag thrown, let alone an NFL coach ejected?
Almost never.
Like, I can't even think of a time.
Well, they don't even have time to argue because the play clock is running and they got to get, like, we got to move on.
And you can, you know, you scream at a ref and you go back and forth. And unfortunately, the ref that has to take it is the one that happens to be on their sideline. But the evolution in baseball, it's always been this zero tolerance thing where, you know, I don't want players to every pitch to be barking at the ump and the ump barking back, but have a little bit more room to be able to express your discontent with what's going on.
Well, I think the most powerful thing that refs and umpires can do, we've always said it, is walk away. And the thing that you see in the NBA that gets dudes teed up or thrown out is when they start chasing that ref all over the court. Draymond will, like, I mean, right? They leave. They leave the game sometimes to go chase the ref. You don't see that in baseball. It's not even really possible. The umpire is stationed in one spot. Where's he going to go? The only time anybody chases an ump is if indeed they do. Like they come out of the dugout to go talk you down and get in your face, kick dirt on your shoes, turn your hat sideways and do all that fun stuff. But that's not happening here. That's not that doesn't happen. They're just yelling at you from the dugout. Take it. It's your job. Just take it. When are the umpires in baseball going to be asked to be the bigger people because it's their job? And what's really wild is their whole existence is being threatened right now, and they're not doing anything about it. If I were them, I'd be making some moves to get a lot more likable real fast, because every time you call that curveball that's an inch off the outside is just another brick on the robo-ump wall.
Well, it's impossible to, I think, undo what's being done about the home plate umpire. And I'll say this. We had this conversation earlier with George Kontos about how hard it is to hit. It's even harder to umpire now than ever before.
I agree with
you. You're asking these guys to judge a pitch that's going 100 miles an hour And the movement that pitchers now put on the ball is unlike anything that we've seen in previous generations. So the ball's moving faster, the ball's moving more, and you're supposed to be able to stay in there and be 99% accurate.
Dude, I'm not mad at them for that. I'm just mad at the way that they, like, I'm mad at their attitude. I'm not, like, I get what you're saying. They're going to miss these calls. I can't, like, I don't even know how they do what they do. You can barely see that ball that's coming in so fast. So I'm not mad at them for making mistakes. I'm just mad at them because they seem to think that they're above reproach.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I don't get.
That's been the history, though, of the relationship. And I wonder when that started and how that can ever evolve because, you know, in the NBA, there's a certain rhythm to it. Like, you're blowing a call and I'm going to get after you and, you know, you're going to politely let me know, hey, that's enough. Or you're going to let the coach know, that's enough. And then you do it again and you get the T. And sometimes you get the two T's, as we know, and you get ejected. But I think the NBA refs do the best job of managing the relationship as opposed to, like you're saying, in MLB, if you dare to turn around on a pitch that was 3 inches off the outside corner, you're gone.
Yeah. As soon as they take that mask off, I mean, it's like telling a kid to go to their room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Like, you, whoop, 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 you made dad mad. I can't stand that. Put your mask back on and just call the next pitch. You think the Wolves are going home tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Probably. They're down by 6 already.
I think that when OKC was able to survive Denver, that's when they won the NBA championship. And I mentioned this before, teams that win 65 or more games in the regular year, they win the NBA title a lot. And the teams that have the best point differential, and OKC had the best point differential ever in the regular year, the teams that are 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 on that list, they all won the title as well. So once they survive Denver, it's a wrap. Plan the parade.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
No.
Come on.
No, Grandy's back.
Don't do that to us.
Grandy, I'm trying to, like, dude, you're back.
Back.
6 o'clock hasn't been the same. Lucas had to talk.
No, he didn't.
Why, some.
No, and he doesn't. You must not. No.
No, I.
But he pushes a button.
I know. I get there.
And the tape ends, and then he smashes another button.
Yeah, you know that we walk for 20 minutes. Yes. By the time I get in there, the segment is on, but I assume he says something to intro it.
No.
You say nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
My intro is you asking me what's on, and I tell you, and then you hear it.
See, he just talked.
But not exactly. In 6 o'clock.
Yeah. All right. That's
fair. He actually, Grandy caught a stray yesterday because I was talking
Did
to.
Did I?
I think I was talking to Cam or Risotto.
Many strays yesterday, yeah, actually.
They're like, does Grandy talk when he does it? And Lucas says, that's all he does is talk.
That's true.
That sounds like Lucas.
Catching strays.
Also sounds like Grandy, am I right?
Okay.
I mean, he is on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, does Grandy talk too much? Or Lucas, are you cowardly? Like, which is it?
Who's to say, really?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll debate that tomorrow.
Brankin Pekemski.
But what are you doing at 6, Grandy? What are you doing?
We're going to hear you guys along with Sonny and Goo on the crossover. Crossover. Coming up next.
Yeah, yeah, crossover is fun. All right, it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's the best of the game. Grandy's going to talk. It's going to be amazing. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll give you one more.
All right, only one more?
I got a graduation on Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
It's anyway. A 3-day weekend. Anyway. That's what it is.
Cha-ching!
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Buster Olney's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Kyle Shanahan talks at 1:45. We'll dive in on that. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Brandon Kajemski.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.